And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. So President Trump dropped his Father's Day proclamation on Friday of last week. America's fathers are the custodians of our strength, the leaders of our families, and the protectors of our security and safety. That's a quote. Pretty refreshing to read something that doesn't apologize for masculinity. And the fact that fathers being celebrated feels newsworthy tells you everything about exactly where this country has been. Speaking of getting back to normal, Trump just torched California's electric vehicle mandates, signed three congressional resolutions last week that basically tell California they cannot force the whole country to buy cars nobody wants by 2035. And to Disney, who has managed to pretty much upset literally everyone with their Lilo and Stitch remake. You remember the original Lilo and Stitch? Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind. Well, the live-action version has Nani just leaving, and people are losing their minds on social media. Honestly, maybe they should be. You've got the story about sacrifice and family loyalty. Disney decides what it really needs is more personal ambition. A former Disney employee told the Daily Wire there was an abrupt shift around 2020 when the company stopped caring what audiences actually wanted and decided they needed to start educating people. Now, here's something that's probably going to make you sick. This whole U.S. aid bribery thing, $500 million worth. That's right. Roderick Watson, who was supposed to be some kind of public servant, admits to steering contracts worth $544 million to his buddies in exchange for over $1 million in bribes. And the kicker is it all worked because of these racial set-aside laws that let government contractors skip the whole competitive bidding thing if they were the right skin color. It was all just a front for looting the taxpayer. While we're talking about lawlessness, masked Antifa thugs surrounded the ICE office in Seattle last week with federal agents and detained illegal aliens trapped inside. Not kidding, they used stolen no parking signs to blockade the building. Federal police had to deploy tear gas just to get the vehicles out. Somehow, though, the media calling it mostly peaceful. And finally, today, 40 Days for Life, a pro-life organization, is asking Trump officials to step in and protect access to the hormone that can reverse abortion pills when women change their minds. New York's Letitia James and California's Rob Bonta are going after pregnancy centers using consumer protection laws, claiming it's false advertising to tell women they might be able to save their pregnancies. And the irony is that these are pro-choice states literally suing people for giving women more choices. And that is today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.